Let's go briefly now to the United States, where Donald Trump is insisting that a report he made a promise to a foreign leader, which has sparked a formal complaint from a whistleblower intelligence officer. He's dismissing this as fake news. The administration is refusing to reveal the details to Congress. And Mr. Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has admitted in a CNN interview that he'd asked Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Biden. So what is going on? I'm joined by our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. We're used to bizarre and partisan stories in Washington these days, Brian, but this one is certainly unusual.
Yeah, lots of twists and turns in this one, Anya. It all stems back to an August 12th when a US intelligence official filed a whistleblower complaint with the Intelligence Community Inspector General. Now, the Inspector General said this complaint consisted of a serious or flagrant problem, abuse or violation of the law that involved classified information. The allegation here is that Donald Trump made a promise to a foreign leader during a phone call. The whistleblower described this promise as very troubling. Now, we don't know who the foreign leader was, but during this period of time, Donald Trump spoke to Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un. However, the New York Times and the Washington Post are both reporting that this may have involved Ukraine. Now, under US law, if the Inspector General considers a complaint to be credible or urgent, then the information has to be passed on to Congress within 7 days. Now, that hasn't happened. The acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, hasn't sent that information through, and it's led to a very angry reaction from Democrats. And the reason this information hasn't been passed on is because there is a disagreement between intelligence chiefs. The acting director of National Intelligence said he did not believe the complaint met the definition of urgent concern. He said it had nothing to do with intelligence activity or the intelligence community, and he also said it related to potentially privileged matters. The Intelligence Inspector General, however, has disagreed with this view, and he said that it is significant and important responsibilities of the intelligence community. He said, however, that he couldn't overrule his boss, basically the director of National Intelligence. As you said at the top yourself, Donald Trump has denied all of this. He's saying it's another fake news story. He tweeted that he knows that when he has these phone calls with foreign leaders that basically everybody is listening, US agencies and foreign agencies. And he said, knowing all of this, is anybody dumb enough to believe that I would say something inappropriate to a foreign leader?
All right. Fascinating stuff. Thank you for bringing us up to date. That's our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.